Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Journey with Care podcast. I'm Johan, and I want to kick things off by extending my heartfelt thank you to all of you tuning in, our listeners. Your engagement, whether it's sharing episodes, firing off emails, or sparking up conversations when we run into you, it's been incredible. It's been so helpful. You're the heartbeat of this community, and I sincerely appreciate every bit of interaction that you give us. Today's going to be a little bit like our most recent episodes that Wendy and I did, where we stray from what you might be used to, what you might expect from a normal episode from us. But stick with us. We have some stimulating and thought-provoking new series coming up on the horizon, and you don't want to miss those. And what makes this episode a little bit more special is that it features the largest lineup of guests that we've ever hosted on a single episode. So a group of us took a road trip down to Kansas City this past week to the Care Portal Conference, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and a few other things happening in Canada. This isn't just about our trip. It's a dive into some of the connections we forged, some of the insights we've gained. You'll hear from every member that made the trip. We'll share some funny moments and some powerful insights that we got into some of the conference gatherings and networking that we did. Anyway, we're all together sharing some of these experiences, and we just wanted to let you know on what's happening in this caring space in Canada and in the US. From our perspective, going to the US, we were the only Canadians down there. So settle in, let's explore some of these reflections together. I have a feeling you're gonna get some real gems from the richness of our team's shared experiences. So let's get this journey started. What does loving your neighbor actually look like? This is Journey with Care, where curious Canadians get inspired to love others well through real-life stories and honest conversations. All right, we have a special episode here where I don't think we've ever had this many people on our podcast before. I'm counting how many heads in front of me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on the podcast at once. We actually just came back from a trip down in Kansas City. We were attending the Care Portal Conference as a Care Impact team. So we wanted to use this episode to give some highlights of that trip and also two other trips that two other members of this team went on at the end of that conference, flying to two different cities. So we want to share what's happening in the Care Portal space, what's happening in the caring space in Canada, what's happening across Canada in kind of some of these things that we are involved in as Care Impact. And obviously a lot of the same topics that Journey with Care covers. So we just want to make our listeners aware. Wendy, you have anything to add to that?
That's right. There was five of us in a vehicle in Kansas City driving together to this conference. And what a conference that was. And we all came flying in, driving in, but we met each other there, the five of us. And what a great time. And so I'm just curious, I'm going to put it out to, people always hear you and me talk. So let's put the mic on to Tim, Kathy, Heather, tell us a little bit about your experience at Kansas City.
I was very happy when we finally all got together because I'd gone down early and then three of you drove down and then Tim got there afterwards. And actually being together in one space was really great, having breakfast before we headed out just to be in one space together because we work virtually. For me, that was a real highlight of our time together.
Yeah, we really could have lots of conversations around the table, watching Jets game in the evenings too. We got to cheer on our hockey team. And Heather, you and I work in the city together, but we don't always work in the same place together. So that was really neat to have you there. What was it like for you to be in a house full of other coworkers?
No, that was really great because like Kathy said, working remotely, it can feel a little bit like an island sometimes. So being all together and getting to know Tim better and then just Johan's the comedy piece, so that's always good, but it was good to be together.
All the dad jokes, right? And Tim, you flew in, and that wasn't an easy trek to make it to Kansas City, but you made it by God's grace. What was it like to be with us crazy people?
Well, it took a couple airplanes and a couple tickets, an extra ticket last minute when one airplane decided not to let me go, but we did make it to Kansas City. It was a beautiful thing to be able to be together with the team when we work in this space of wanting to see communities connected and see the church connected. Connecting as a team is such a high value for us. And for me, it's always such a gift to come from way over on the East Coast and meet the rest of the team who we got to spend that time, that special time, the Care Portal conference together. So Airbnb with you guys is always a treat.
I don't think I had to pull out the censor button too much on this trip. So I behave myself okay, I think.
We had to censor you, Johan. Yeah. You were the driver, though. How was it like driving us around everywhere?
Well, because you guys are more involved in the Care Portal space. So it was kind of my job to be the taxi driver a little bit for getting you guys where you need to go, maybe medical clinics and getting other things, running errands, maybe a few thrift stores here and there, and got to try on a few good thrift store clothing that you made fun of me. And
let's go there for a little bit, Johan, because we had a little bit of fun together. Just to, so you know, we are humans that do a lot of serious stuff, but when we're together, we can also have fun. What I learned about our group is that we like to thrift together. And leading us in this would be Heather. Heather, can you tell us that experience of thrifting with Johan? What was that like? And me,
she's like the queen of thrifting, though. Well. Like, my goodness.
She is. She's really good. She inspires me to shop. I don't even like shopping, but with Heather, I find cool things.
To be clear, I don't like shopping, but I like thrifting.
You're good at it.
Because it's like therapy for me. But doing it with Johan and Wendy, who are willing to put on leopard skin, all sorts of clothing items, that was
fun. We have
fun.
Pictures to prove, but will we show it?
One day.
All right. Do we want to get into some highlights for the Care Portal Conference in Kansas City?
Yeah. What would you say would be things that stood out to you at the conference? We were the only Canadians in a sea of, I don't know, maybe 600 people. We were the Canadians representing because we are bringing Care Portal across Canada behind the scenes, still working heavily in how to scale it across Canada. But we were with a lot of other people. And I'm curious, from others in our team here, what were some of the things you've had a few days to reflect on this now? What were some things that you think are staying with you and that you're bringing back to Canada?
I'll share a couple of things. It was in a couple of breakout sessions, and they're comments that I'm still sitting with and sorting through. But one of the big ones for me was that Christians blame individuals for their poverty more than any other group of people.
Wow.
And I thought that was pretty impacting. And the other comment was that our gatherings and our actions move at the speed of relationship, which we've heard that statement before, but both of those, I've kind of took it as my homework to bring home and to really sit with and let those kind of marinate and see where I sit or where I fit in those statements. And then to really be honest with myself about, do I really let things move at the speed of relationship? Do I just try and push forward because it got an agenda or we have the right thing to do? And with the other comment about Christians blaming individuals for their poverty, just seeing where I sit in that and then seeing for both of those, I feel like what's my action personally on those? And then how do I share an action with people around me for us all to see these statements and to really be able to see the truth in them and where we sit? So I think those two things I don't have answers for. But they're what I am intentionally sitting with to figure out for myself.
Yeah. And the theme for this conference was connection changes everything. And I think that really comes out with the statements that you said, Heather. I would agree with you. And the challenge in that statement of often Christians are to point to the individual rather than the systemic oppression and the poverty that maybe hits closer to home because the church is part of this system. And how do we contend with that? How do we look into our own baggage, so to speak, so that we're not contributing to that poverty? For myself, to what you were just saying, I was really challenged by Andy Crouch, who is one of the speakers, the one of the keynote, and looking at our role as charities, our role as churches, and recognizing the inherent power where we sometimes come in with finances and just as an institution or with education, or even if we have a house, there's an inherent power that comes within that. And if we're not careful, if we don't become vulnerable ourselves, it can be very oppressive and toxic and exploitative. Like, it could become an industry of helping people. And we don't want to contribute to that as Care Impact. We want to help the church flourish. We want to help the most vulnerable flourish. And so I was also challenged. And again, same with you, Heather. I didn't come back with full answers, but maybe a context that I want to sit with for a while to say, how do we help
the church care in a healthy way? How do we help ourselves journey in a good way?
Yeah, that's great, Wendy. I really appreciated the definitions that Andy Crouch gave when he spoke of authority and vulnerability. He said that authority is capacity for meaningful action. I think we often think of as authority as something we kind of tote around, but the reality is it's our ability to do something. And when we think about it that way, coupled with this idea that vulnerability, as Andy Crouch defined it, is exposure to meaningful risk. So we actually are allowing ourselves intentionally to experience risk, where those of us who have some kind of authority, like you say, even systemically, we're given this ability to tote some kind of power, some kind of resource that we might have. By actually allowing ourselves to be exposed to risk, to vulnerability, we can actually serve people in a totally different way. So I just really love that invitation to a different kind of posture by defining those words in, to me, a unique way.
And I think that is a value that Care Impact, we've talked about in previous episodes, that we want to be risk takers, calculated risk takers. We want to be inquisitive. For me, it gave me a sense of encouragement that it's okay to risk things for the kingdom of God. It's okay to try things differently, because in that space, we don't come out guns blazing thinking we've got the answers. We're like, what if we tried it this way? And that we are looking for ways to engage and create meaningful change within our country, meaningful engagement for our churches. It will require risk. So I'm excited about our team that we are risk takers. And I guess that's just an encouragement to never take it easy or ride in having control of we've got the answers, we've got the way. We can stay curious. Kathy, I'm curious, what were some takeaways? I know you were also missing during that session because you were dealing with a medical issue, which by God's grace, you got taken care of. But what were some things that you were picking up on? Because you had some meaningful engagements. You sat in some meaningful workshops. What are some things that were highlights for you?
Definitely one of the pieces that really stuck out for me was the connection piece with other leaders in this space, to be able to engage with those I've met at previous Care Portal leadership intensives, and also to glean some really interesting strategies that other leaders are taking in their communities, especially with church engagement. And those two of the workshops, they just really were blowing my mind with some of the strategies they'd taken on. But I also had the opportunity to sit down after the conference with other area directors to really wrestle through what it means to engage churches using Care Portal and to new markets, to find new churches and to bring them, to onboard them well. And so it was a really good time that way where I was able to participate. I really appreciated it.
Do we have any other highlights?
Yes, I have another highlight. We had a banquet on the second evening, and I had the privilege of introducing Wendy as the award winner for a really special award for Excellence in Connection. And it was a little bit nervous, you know, having to speak to 600 people, but it was certainly a privilege to be able to be part of that, to see Wendy honored for all that she does and who she is and what she brings to the table here in our nation, and to see a large group of Americans to honor her and choose her to receive that award was very special.
I was absolutely shocked. I wouldn't have expected it in a million years, honestly. And I'm like, what, Kathy, what are you doing on stage there? But I'm like, okay, she's a helpful person. She likes to help people. And then they introduced me for it, and absolutely shocked, because when I look across the audience there's 34 states represented, and they're doing things by the thousands and helping churches and children and so many things, statewide agreements, and they're just going gangbuster in the US. And then I'm sitting there not feeling sorry for ourselves. I'm very proud of our team, and exactly where we are is where we need to be. Very confident in that, but realizing we're still very small scale. We hardly began, and we're just tilling the ground, and to be recognized for connection when we're just really behind the scenes yet and barely started. It was very humbling to be honored with that, and I'm just so grateful. I guess I do love connecting. I realize that's that if I had to sum up Kansas City and the other travels that we'll talk about now, networking is my favorite thing. So it's weird they'd create an award for
loving to network. That seems a little odd to me, but I'm grateful for it, and I thank God for it. And our good team that we get to do this
together.
Although
I think, Wendy, you do have a lot of favor there. Like, we walk into any room, any venue at these conferences, and everybody's like, oh, Wendy, and they'll run up to you and give you a hug. So, and we're the little guys. Like,
yeah, we are the little guys, but we still get thrown in the ring, and I guess we pull our weight, you know, and even though we are the little guys, and I say we because I don't go in there by myself. You guys have been sending me down to these meetings and giving me permission, as you do the work here in Canada, giving me permission to sit at these tables, having these deeper discussions, having these harder discussions on how do we actually grow with church engagement and not being colonizers in that. And so some of my challenging eight comes out. And so I've gotten to know a lot of people there, and I really feel like they are our brothers and sisters, and really good to see that there are people rooting for us in what we're doing here in Canada.
And I would be amiss to not mention the movie premiere that we all got to attend on that first evening. That was pretty fantastic. The movie comes out July 4th, I think. It's called Possum Trot. Really well done. And the ones that the movie was about, like, they were actually there at the conference, right? And is a little bit of the birthing of Care Portal as well, like that storyline, right?
And the one of the main characters, Bishop W.C. Martin and his wife, I've met him numerous times, but one time I was in a meeting with him. This is a couple years back in Kansas City, and I came to a prayer meeting, and he singled me out in this group and really just started praying for Canada. And man, when that guy prays, the whole earth shakes. And he continues to pray for Canada, and he's invited us actually into that community. Sometime we'll have to do a little field trip there. But when you know the people behind this story, they are just people of faith. So if anybody gets a chance to watch this movie, know that that main character is praying for Canada. And one of the things that he told me, and it sticks with me, he gave me Psalm 91 that I'm supposed to read it every day, and it still ruminates within me. But he said, when you go out and speak, don't say, I think the Lord is telling me this. Just say it in boldness. God is calling the church to rise up, and just say it with boldness. And so I often hear his voice in the background. It was a very powerful experience and it's helped me have confidence in the things we're supposed to do.
So if that movie finds its way into Canadian theaters, I don't know if it will, but if it does, listeners should all go see it.
Go to the website though, yeah. possumtrot.com, I think it is, or .org.
Possum Trot Movie, I think it is. Yeah, we'll throw that in the show notes. So Tim had quite a time getting to the conference. He was supposed to come to Winnipeg and then drive down south with us. But the Lord wanted to have mercy on him and not put me in a vehicle with him for 12 hours. So with some canceled flights and some challenges. Anyway, he did make it down, thank goodness. But he actually flew back out to Ottawa like a little bit early so that he can attend another conference there. Tim, you want to tell us a little bit about what's happening there in Ottawa in the conference you attended?
Absolutely, Johan. That's been an exciting week, a very full week. Haven't really landed much rest yet, but looking forward to that in a day or two. It's just been an amazing week watching what God is doing at the Capitalize conference, they call it, here in Ottawa. It was a gathering of leaders, marketplace leaders, and church leaders, really looking at collaborative action and the idea of unity walked out in a very practical way in a city or in a community. And it was for Ottawa, and there was leaders from around the nation that came in from the West and the East, and really neat to listen into the God stories. There was a comment from one individual who'd come up to speak, who is a leader in the States. It's a theme here. We have awesome inspiration coming up from the States. But he said his sense is that Aslan is on the move, pulling from C.S. Lewis, of course. But I think a lot of us at the conference felt that. And I felt it in a very unique way, having spent the first half of the week down in the States with the Care Portal team, 600 people from all over the States watching what God is doing. Like Wendy said, you know, even statewide in some states. And then coming here, and like we've just mentioned, it seems so little, you know, what we're experiencing, and yet it's not, because seeds are very small, but they grow the biggest things. And the slowest growing things are the strongest and the longest living. Just got to go see yesterday the old home I grew up in, my great-grandfather built, and there's this oak tree that I remember as a little boy was this thin little thing, at the back of our property. My dad said, you know what? We're going to leave that. And I took care of it. I remember trimming it. My mother sold the house a few years ago and it's turned over to somebody who's developed it. The place feels very different, but there's that oak tree a good foot wide now and the strongest tree you could imagine in the backyard. So just imagining what God is doing here, what he has been doing for years. So yeah, tapping into that conference here was just such an interesting segue for me coming from the States where it feels like there's a lot of things that have been growing a long time and seem really big. And coming back here and just knowing that God is doing the same thing here in our soil. Different soil a little bit, maybe a little different DNA of the tree, but God is really growing some powerful things.
I'm just so glad that you were able to go back to your home city where you grew up and that the conference was hosted there. And there's some significant things that are happening in the East Coast that you get to be part of, some of the networking that is happening through Aaron Ministries, Serve Nova Scotia, that is emerging. You're on the front lines with that, behind the scenes, really. But we're having these meaningful discussions with how could Care Portal be helpful as a tool and of connection for the initiative that's really being birthed out of there. We're not doing it, but we get to be a part of. Can you talk a little bit? Did you have discussions or did you find some connection by what you were hearing from Kansas City to around the tables with other Canadian leaders? Did it stretch your imagination for what could happen in Atlantic Canada?
Absolutely, yeah. Atlantic Canada. And then, like I said, there was leaders from across the nation. And so I had just some amazing moments, as you can imagine, might happen at a conference. But sometimes it feels like a conference is just sort of a, you know, pump up session and get all excited. And it's really cool. But for me, the power was really in the individual conversations, having conversations with individuals that said things like, we've been waiting and praying for this for 6 years. Very specifically, that was an individual who I was speaking with in context of the training that we do in understanding trauma. She said, we've been waiting for this for 6 years. I talked to another individual who we ended up spending a couple hours together with. And she said, I'm a youth leader in the city and a youth leader of youth leaders. And she said, there are 75 youth leaders that I'm leading. And we said, God, 2024 is the year that we get trauma-informed care training for all of us. And so just sensing that some of the things that God has entrusted us with and guided us into as a Care Impact team are exactly what he's been speaking to the church about. And in terms of, you know, the Care Portal itself and the conference, Capitalize was really looking at engaging the church in unity to meet practical needs in the community. Stories coming out from across the nation about things that God is doing already and realizing what we have been entrusted with the Care Portal is going to fuel that. So there were a number of conversations from across the nation. And of course, I already know what's happening in my province in Nova Scotia. And there were a couple of leaders from Nova Scotia that joined me at the conference. And we were able to be in similar conversations and spaces, imagining what is God showing us and what is God connecting us with to be able to take that home to Nova Scotia. And Care Impact's in conversation with several local ministries to Nova Scotia already about this, but really just neat to see that in a space that was so dedicated to activating unity as the church.
And like Heather said, we grow at the pace of relationships, right? And so you taking the time, it's more than just conference information in, information out, and a good coffee together. It's building those relationships and growing at that speed. I think that's beautiful. So thanks so much for representing and continuing the work you're doing in Ottawa and as you head back to the Atlantic Canada.
Lots happening on the East Coast. We're excited about what the Lord is going to do through Care Impact and Care Portal on the East Coast. I think there's more to come. So Wendy, you also flew out from Kansas City.
I did.
A little bit early.
I went to Calgary. You have to hop around the continent, but I went through Dallas and then and landed in Calgary. And jumped right into a conference that was about to start there. It was the One Conference put on by our friends, Global Leadership Network Canada, with Rob and Lois Warren, friends of Care Impact. They invited me to do a workshop along with a Center Street Church, which is a big church in Calgary. They're doing some amazing things. So I got to meet their pastoral staff, their new center that they had just opened, a brand new facility. Saw the neat things that are happening in Calgary. And yeah, so I did a workshop with them on care and compassion in community and how do we help churches engage in community. And so, as you know, this is a topic that's very, a big passion of mine. So yeah, we got to interact with leaders from across Canada. So the one conference was also, it happened to be the same time as Ottawa. I was getting FOMO. I wanted to be in Ottawa at the same time. But I was so grateful that Tim could be there. And we were gathering also with leaders from across Canada and having some really meaningful conversations on how can the church have meaningful impact in their communities and just listening to what God is doing across. I made so many connections. I know it's shocking, right? I had so many connections there, and that would probably be my highlight of the time there are the connections and the conversations that I could continue to have.
So there's a lot happening across Canada, across North America, and lots happening with Care Impact and Care Portal and what's going on. And we're excited that our listeners get to be a part of that journey kind of on the ground floor because we're so small. And someday they'll be able to say, hey, we were there when they were tiny. Mm-hmm. And now look what the Lord's done. So really excited about what the Lord's doing. Networking is a big part of that. I think you got to connect with a few former guests while you were in Calgary. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I just love the networking piece. If you recall, in previous episodes, we've had Zach Manti and also Nikayla Reese. She was in our Christmas series, and Zach in our APEST, Leading Differently Together. I got to meet up with them and have a good long conversation. Man, is it good to connect with other leaders who are in the trenches, are doing hard stuff, doing brave things, and just having those conversations, encouraging one another. And they're just brothers and sisters in Christ. They're not just podcast guests. Just a shout out to them. They are brothers and sisters in Christ doing some amazing things. And we just want to continue to uplift them. I also connected with Tendela Swan, who is the executive director for Ameris, which is a Christian adoption agency, a family support organization, doing amazing things in the whole wide province of Alberta. And she is just another friend and ally of Care Impact. And we just had some really deep conversations. I also need to mention that I was staying with Amber and Ben, who have actually supported our podcast and our ministry. They provided this camper a couple of years back, and I got to stay with them and have some just meaningful conversations. There's a couple who are entrepreneurial, and they ask good questions. They're doing some amazing things from a marketplace perspective, but also in a faith base. They love God and just were able to help shape and help me process some of the developments that we're doing. And they're like, how do we bring this to Calgary? And so who knows? There's a lot of those conversations happening across the country, a lot of seeds planted. And I imagine over the next coming years, months and years, we're going to keep those conversations going. There's a lot of demand for training that I imagine we're going to keep Tim busy with, but we're going to grow at the speed of relationship. And we are just praying that our team will grow accordingly. But what an amazing time. I just got back last night from Calgary, and I'm looking forward to going to the NAIT Symposium coming up next in Sioux Falls, where I get to hang out with a bunch of Indigenous brothers and sisters and sit and learn.
So I want to thank all our guests for coming on. Kathy, Heather, Tim, Wendy, you're not a guest, but yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Great having a conversation with you guys. Love it.
All right. I'm sure we'll have you guys on more, even if Heather protests that. But
don't say that.
You know I will.
Some people don't like the mic, but those are usually the ones that have the most important things to say.
Exactly.
So remember to stay curious and tune in next week. We got some exciting things coming up. It's great to give you an update of what's happening around Canada and a whole lot more to come. Thank you for joining another conversation on Journey with Care, where we inspire curious Canadians on their path of faith and living life with purpose in community. Journey with Care is an initiative of Care Impact, a Canadian charity dedicated to connecting and equipping the whole church to journey well in community. You can visit their website at careimpact.ca or visit journeywithcare.ca to get more information on weekly episodes, Journey with Prayer, and details about our upcoming events and meetups. You can also leave us a message, share your thoughts, and connect with like-minded individuals who are on their own journeys of faith and purpose. Thank you for sharing this podcast and helping these stories reach the community. Together, we can explore ways to journey in a good way. And always remember to stay curious.